Large wind farms are being proposed in several Wisconsin towns, but some utilities, including municipally owned Wisconsin Public Power Incorporated, or WPI, want in some cases to see the generation distributed. WPI is asking developers to submit proposals for 10 to 15 wind turbines, building just a few turbines per project. Wisconsin Public Power Vice President Tom Paik says it could be important to have wind power resources spread out.
What we'd like to do is get our member utilities to get the customers that they serve excited about renewable energy, to have something they can look at in their community and see, okay, this is what renewable energy is and this is where I'm getting my renewable energy from, to generate more interest and more activity in the renewable area of renewable energy.
Paik says there are economies of scale and fewer local approvals needed when building concentrated wind farms. But he hopes if one or two developers put up all 10 or 15 turbines for WPI's project, there could be some savings. Michael Vickerman of Renew Wisconsin says he supports what WPI and other utilities are trying to do with distributed generation. But he says it could be tough to manage costs.
Because you're looking at crane time for anywhere from 10 to 20 turbines, and the crane would have to travel from one site to another. That adds costs. Interconnection costs will be a little higher because, you know, again, dealing with one turbine as opposed to a group of them. Other than that, every other aspect from which you can approach this idea, I think it's very positive.
Wisconsin Public Power says it hopes to have the wind turbines go up within the next year or so. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.